Hello and welcome to Naboy, where we seek to demystify the illusion of aging through timeless wisdom. From the wellspring of vitality, we awaken to our boundless inner potential. Consciousness expands, transcending mere biology. This is not a journey of isolation, but one of divine union. Heart-centered love energy becomes the compass guiding us towards the infinite self and far beyond. I am your host, Peter Wynn. Thank you for joining me. Hello and welcome, my dearest friends, to another episode of the Naboy podcast. I do as always hope that I am finding each and every one of you in good health and high spirits. In previous episodes, dear friends, I spoke about the importance of laughter for your overall well-being. So here is another one of those jokes that might just put a smile on your face. We have a teacher in the classroom. And the teacher says, "Kids, what does the chicken give you?" The students immediately shout out, "Meat!" "Very good," says the teacher. "Now, what does the pig give you?" "Bacon!" "Great!" says the teacher. "And what does the fat cow give you?"
"Homework." "Homework. Oh my goodness me."
A fat cow being a derogatory term for a not so kind and nice person, usually a female. In this case, the fat cow is a teacher who always gives the students homework. Very good. Although not very good for the poor children, though. You know, they're always overloaded with homework, aren't they? My goodness me, it's terrible. But there you are. That there, dear friends, is the sound of my garden companion, the green woodpecker. Each day it is close by, hammering and singing. What a wonderful joy it is to be outdoors in such fine company. And of course, just being outside in the sunshine lifts one's spirits immensely. Woodpeckers, you know, appear in various mythological and literary traditions across cultures, often symbolizing persistent effort, resilience, rebirth, or even wisdom. In some Low German and Frisian traditions, the green woodpecker is associated with Woda, the forest spirit, believed to be a guardian of ancient woods. If one hears the woodpecker's drumming, it signals the presence of hidden treasure or an impending storm. In the Celtic tradition, linked to the Druids, who believed woodpeckers could reveal the locations of sacred groves or hidden springs by their drumming. And so here we are, dear friends, after the passing of a long winter, officially in the season of spring. Hallelujah! Isn't it wonderful? Truly fantastic. And from John Muir's 1916 book, A Thousand Mile Walk to the Gulf, we read, "In every walk with nature, one receives far more than he seeks. The first warm days of spring are like a divine summons, an invitation to cast off the old and embrace the new. For in this season, even the rocks seem alive." Spring also heralds in the first sign of the zodiac, Aries, the ram, which has an approximate duration from March 20th to April 20th, marking the exact moment Earth transitions from winter to spring. Aries is one of the three fire signs, Leo and Sagittarius being the other two, symbolized by the bold and courageous ram. Ruled by the planet Mars, which was named after the Roman god of war, and we certainly are witnessing a lot of that at this time. The weekday Tuesday is also known as the Day of Mars, Mardi in French, or Martedì in Italian, etc. With spring, dear friends, we witness the emergence of new life, seedlings breaking from ground, while human activity shifts from indoor hibernation to outdoor exploration. March, we could say, is a reset month, straddling both winter and spring. And do be aware that there are a huge number of positive mental health benefits to being out in nature, whether in the forest or the garden. And at this time, more than ever, we need that space. And so, dear friends, I wish you a most joyful and productive spring season. Enjoy.
Já jsem po kafe, já si nemůžu sundat brýle.
The sound there, dear friends, of a city tram. I was myself recently in the city, travelling upon such a tram with my grandson, the little bundle of joy and innocence, who was perched gaily upon my knee. We both keenly taking in all the wondrous and spectacular sights that this quaint city had to offer. Amidst the intrigue of this urban transit, a phrase on the back of a teenager's sweatshirt caught my eye. It read, "Change your thoughts." This simple yet profound declaration was an uncanny synchronicity with the very subject I had been exploring for this broadcast. As soon as I returned home, I found myself compelled to expand upon that idea, one that lies at the intersection of neuroscience, philosophy, and personal empowerment. So allow me, dear friends, to give a brief but profound exploration of how shifting your thought patterns can fundamentally reshape your reality. The human mind is not a passive recipient of external stimuli. It is an active generator of perception. Every moment of your life is filtered through the lens of your thoughts, which in turn shape emotion, behavior, and even physiological health. Neuroscientific research confirms that repetitive thought patterns literally rewire neural pathways via synaptic plasticity. This means you are not a victim of circumstance, you are the architect of your mental landscape. And so here's a question for you to ponder upon, dear friends. If thoughts can alter brain structure and reality, what kind of brain and reality do you want to cultivate? Many, if not most people, operate in a state of automatic pilot, defaulting to negative, fear-based, or limiting thought patterns. These may include catastrophizing, imagining the worst case scenario without evidence, which in essence is a cognitive distortion in which an individual habitually magnifies or exaggerates the negativity of a situation, assuming the worst possible outcome without objective evidence. Victim mentality, blaming external forces for personal struggles. Regret or rumination, replaying past failures instead of learning from them. These patterns are not only psychologically draining, they also suppress the release of endorphins, serotonin, and dopamine, while elevating stress hormones like cortisol. Chronic stress weakens immunity, accelerates aging, and increases susceptibility to disease. Your brain is not hardwired. It is a dynamic, malleable organ that adapts to new information. This phenomenon, known as neuroplasticity, allows you to replace fear with confidence, transform anxiety into calm focus, shift depression into gratitude, reduce anger through compassion. The key mechanism here is repetition. just as physical exercise strengthens muscles, repeated positive thought patterns strengthen neural pathways that reinforce resilience, clarity, and emotional well-being. For example, number one, cognitive reframing. When a negative thought arises, confront it, tackle it, ask yourself, what is the most empowering way I can view this? You must at all times stand guard at the door of your mind to shut out negative thoughts. Two, gratitude journaling. Writing down 3 to 5 things you are grateful for daily. Even small things has been shown in studies to increase positive emotions by up to 10% just after 2 weeks. Mindfulness meditation. Even 10 minutes a day of focused breath work or meditation reduces amygdala activity, the brain's fear center, while increasing prefrontal cortex activity associated with rational decision making. 5. Affirmations and visualization. Repeating positive affirmations such as, I am strong, I am vibrant, I am growing, and visualizing yourself overcoming challenges rewires subconscious belief systems. Number 6, digital detox. Social media algorithms are designed to exploit fear, outrage, and division, reducing exposure to mainstream news cycles, which often amplify negativity, can drastically improve mental clarity. Do be very aware too, dear friends, that shifting your thoughts is not just about personal happiness. It's about ethical responsibility. Every time you engage in fear-based thinking, you contribute to the collective energetic field of humanity. Conversely, when you cultivate peace, gratitude, and resilience, you reinforce those frequencies in others. This is hugely important. Do not underestimate what is being put forward here. A question for you. What kind of world do you want to live in? The one you think into existence. Your thoughts are not static. They are the raw material of reality. The act of choosing what you focus on is the most powerful form of self-defense against manipulation, fear, and disempowerment. As the venerable Rumi, the Persian poet and scholar from the 13th century, so succinctly put it, yesterday I was clever, so I wanted to change the world. Today I am wise, so I am changing myself. Powerful words there. This is not just self-help, it's self-liberation. May your journey towards liberation, dear friends, be guided by wisdom and ethical integrity. Thank you so much, dear friends, for listening to the Naboy podcast. If you feel this could benefit anyone in any way, please do pass it along. I would be most grateful. Thank you for joining me, and take very good care of yourselves, today and always. Radiate love, and remember, the joy, love, peace, and fulfillment we long for already exist, dwelling within and awaiting our discovery.